The axiom is that the team that controls the paint is the team that wins. And the second part of that is who can hit their free throws.
And it's not Harbor Beach so far.
Exactly.
Now, John, take me through Harbor Beach's overall shooting percentage in that first half.
They were 6 for 31, 19%, which there's no way that they can shoot that poorly the whole game.
Well, you never say never there, John. 6 for 31 for 19% for Harbor Beach, 9 for 23 for 39% for Sandusky. John Mui, what do you expect to see in this second half?
Well, Coach Pennington is going to say the exact same thing I just said. There's no way that Harbor Beach can shoot that poor for the entire game, the 6 for 31. He's warning his kids to go ahead and keep on getting on them on the outside, keep plugging the inside, just do what you're doing. And on the offensive end, get to the foul line. You put them in foul jeopardy, them meaning the Pirates, then we're going to come out with a win. For Harbor Beach, this is really simple. You know, they've got to go ahead and shake Ryan Seaman loose. They've got to get James Shalkiak on track. Same thing with Grant Hansen. There are some options that the Harbor Beach Pirates can do. They just got to go ahead and find him and play together. Feed the man that is hot. Feed him all he can eat. Also, special kudos for Evan Smoglinski. I thought he had a good first half, both on the defensive end and on the offensive end as well. Now, he came out with 2 points, but I think he could be a factor toward the end of this ball game.
8 minutes are on the clock to start this third quarter. Sandusky will start with the balls, 22-15. Out there for Sandusky, looks like we have the stars. Joe Wenzel, Ryan Campbell, Josh Sauer, Cody Hoig, and Trenton Lee. Campbell with the ball on the right wing against Grant Hansen on the right side of your radio. Now Sauer on the baseline. Swings the ball over to the left wing, and we have a traveler from Cody Hoig, and that's the 10th turnover for Sandusky tonight. Gives the ball back to Harbor Beach on the side, right in front of the what used to be a student section for Sandusky. 7:46 left in the third. 22-15, Sandusky leads. James Shelkey brings the ball up right to left across your radio, over to the right wing to Mason Yon, being guarded by Campbell. Down to Grant Hansen, into Smoglinski, and we have a foul, a push from behind on Josh Sauer, and that'll be his second, team's first, as they try to feed into Evan Smoglinski. Always can tell what the halftime speech, John, was for both teams. I think it was get inside for Harbor Beach. James Shelkey to Ryan Seaman in the left corner. Dribbling inside the paint, nothing there. Feeds it down to Smoglinski, and he barely saves it. And it's still a loose, and he has it in between. And finally gets it out to Mason Yotter. The right wing to Shelkey, gets inside the lane. Jump stop there, nothing there. Kicks it back out to Seaman. Going against Wenzel, inside the lane, over to the right side. And we have a foul on the floor. And this will go, looks like appears to be, against Joe Wenzel. That's his second and team's second. Harbor Beach ball underneath their own hoop. Again, left side of your radio. Grant Hansen inbounding for Harbor Beach, feeds it into James Shelkey, left block against Hoig. One dribble, two dribbles inside, nothing there, has to kick it back out. Mason Yon tries inside the lane, he is bumped away. Back to Shelkey to reset the offense. 7:05 left in the third quarter, no one scored yet. It's still 22-15, Sandusky by 7.
In the meantime, Joe Wenzel is doing a number on Seaman.
Grant Hansen, right elbow jump shot. This one short. Rebound, though, brought in by Smoglinski. He puts that up in for 2 points, and he has 4. Cuts down the deficit to just 5 points. 22-17, Sandusky by 5. 6:43 left in the third quarter. Over to left wing to Joe Wenzel. Some screens going on all over the place. Feeds it into Trenton Lee. Into Sauer, in for 2 points. He has 12. Back out to 7. Ryan Seaman pushing up for Harbor Beach at the free throw line already. Down off the glass, in for 2 points. All by his lonesome. 7 points for him, 24-19. Harbor Beach has now tied the number of points they had in that second quarter at 4. 6:15 left in the third. Hoig, left wing against Sion, and we have a whistle away from the ball. And this appears to be against Ryan Seaman. It is indeed. That's his second and team's first of the second half. Ryan Campbell inbounding for Sandusky to Sauer in the short corner to Wenzel, left wing, now Hoig. Campbell goes out into the corner, thought about taking the three, he has one in the night. Instead, in between the high and low posts, it is a jump shot from Lee, no good, rebound Mason Yon. And here come the Pirates. Hansen to Shelkey at free throw line, down to left side of the lane, off the glass, not on, off the mark, and rebound brought in by Sauer. Sandusky still leading by 5. Ryan Campbell the free throw line into the corner to Hoig. Pulls up for 3. This one's off the mark. No one rebounding, though, and Campbell scoops it up. Just the third offensive board for Sandusky tonight. Trenton Lee at the right elbow, gives it back up to Campbell. Slows things down. 5.5 to left play. 24-19 Sandusky over Harbor Beach. Clark Ramsey and John Mooney with their call tonight. Wenzel against Seaman. And it goes off the knee of Ryan Seaman out of bounds. We have substitution. Parker Yon replaces older brother Mason Yon. So out there for the Pirates, Hanson, Smiglinski, Parker Yon, James Shelgi, Ryan Seaman. Inbounding would be Ryan Campbell for Sandusky into Sauer to the top of the key to Wenzel. Wenzel looking, trying to find someone. Instead has to start his dribble, retreats. 5:15 left in the third. Wenzel against Shelgi, top of the key, being guarded by about 8 feet. Over to Campbell, right wing against Hanson. Trenton Lee against Shelgi. Down floater is no good. Rebound Sauer. This one's in for two. He has 14 points. 26-19, still hanging on to that 7-point lead for Sandusky. Ryan Seaman against Joe Wenzel, top of the key, dribbling down the right side of the lane. Good defense from Wenzel up to Shelgi. Hoig pulls away, has about 18 feet between the two of them. Shelgi now still dribbling over to Ryan Seaman, right wing, looking for getting inside, nothing there. Grant Hanson, top of the key, into the corner to James Shelgi against Hoig. Now starts his dribble inside the lane, out to Parker Yon, left wing. The 16-footer is all way off the mark. Rebound brought in by Campbell. Here comes Sandusky trying to extend their largest lead of the night at 7. 26-19. Right wing, Hoig goes down to the baseline, gets it into Sauer, and he can't hang on to it. And here comes Grant Hanson and the Pirates. Hanson from the left side puts it off the glass, in for 2 points in transition. He has 4, his first field goal of the night. Back down to a 5-point lead for the Redskins. Ryan Campbell at the right wing, nearly lost it, down to Sauer in the low block. Nothing there, has to kick it out. Parker Yon nearly stole it. And we have a whistle as Evan Smiglinski got in the way as Cody Hoig was trying to go up. He'll go to the line for 2 shots.
I think Smiglinski, if he would have just sat back and took the offensive charge, or at least make it look good, he probably would have got a call there.
Smiglinski would have stood there, and he would have bounced right off of him. Second foul against Smiglinski. Hoig at the free throw line. This one is good. Smooth-looking shot for him. He has 3 points. That's his first free throw attempted. Jared Bender replaces Joe Wenzel out there. 6-point lead for Sandusky, 27-21, 3:58 left in the third. And second free throw is no good. Nearly tipped in by Grant Hanson. Ryan Campbell scoops up the offensive board. Keeps possession alive. Hoig is blocked by Parker Yon. Sheridan now has it. To Ryan Campbell, left wing. 27-21, 3:43 left in the third. Campbell slows things down, being guarded by Shelgi from a distance. Over left wing to Hoig, trying to feed in his Sauer. It's Smiglinski against Sauer in the low block. To Campbell. And it's kicked by Shelgi and will reset the offense on the sideline.
Campbell had the ball in 3-point land, and that was great discipline out of that senior for holding on to that, running some more offense.
Campbell inbounding underneath Sandusky's own hoop. Into Trenton Lee. Bender at the high post. Now back to Campbell for 3, right wing. This one's off the mark. Rebound Parker Yon. Here comes Harbor Beach. Third rebound in the quarter. Ryan Seaman for NBA range. No good. Rebound, though. Parker Yon out of bounds. Sandusky ball. 3:14 left in the third quarter. 6-point game, and we have a whistle, and we have substitutions coming in. Devin Finkel, Brennan Shedd, and Julian Tenerife check in for Harbor Beach, replacing Evan Smiglinski, Parker Yon, and Ryan Seaman. Substitution, Hoig sits down, replaced by, looks like Jack Sheridan. Sauer facing a full court press from Harbor Beach. Brennan Shedd against Bender. Everyone else retreats, cross midcourt. 3:05 left in the third. 27-21, Sandusky by 6 into the right corner. That would be Sheridan trying to feed it to Sauer. Good coverage from Tenerife, much shorter than Sauer. And Harbor Beach swatting the ball away. Sauer has it, and he stepped out of bounds with it. And that will be the 12th turnover for Sandusky tonight.
Now that's interesting because you have 3 more Pirates coming in. Tenerife, who did a nice job in fronting Sauer, and I really think that that's what Coach Rubel wants in the pivot for Smiglinski to go ahead and front Sauer.
And those 3 that just checked in, Tenerife, Finkel, and Shedd sit down, and the starters come back in. Parker Yon to the right wing to Grant Hanson, right elbow. Down the right side of the lane, pulls up. Yeah, this one's off the mark. Rebound Sauer. Here comes Sandusky. Jared Bender, acting point guard, right wing, slows things up. 2.5 to play in the third. Pulls up from the free throw line. Jump shot. This one's smooth as silk. He has 4. And now an 8-point lead, largest of the night.